ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् अस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः स एको विभाति स्वतः शुद्धचेताः. The seventh mantra, sorry, seventh sense in my number, seventh book, Manas Chakshuradher Yuktas Swayam Yo, that we did last class, did we? That mantra actually presents the essence of the Keno Upanishad mantra. I did not do too elaborately all these verses because after completing everything, we'll see the essence of it separately. स एको विभाति स्वतः शुद्धचेताः प्रकाशस्वरूपोऽपि नानेवधीषु शरावोदकस्थो यथा भानुरेकः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा अहमात्मा अहमात्मा. स एको विभाति स्वतः शुद्धचेताः एको विभाति स्वतः शुद्धचेताः प्रकाशस्वरूपोऽपि नानेवधीषु शरावोदकस्थो यथा भानुरेकः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा अहमात्मा अहमात्मा. So the last line I did not explain again. Saha nitya upalabdhi swarupaha aham atma. So I am the experiencer, observer. Even this qualification is not correct to say. So I am the pure consciousness which is free from even the qualifications such as experiencer, knower, etc. Very important. When you first arrive at the Atma, we say, I the experiencer, I am consciousness. But now the understanding must be such. What am I? If you see, the content of I, definitely when you distinguish the I from everything else, it is object of knowledge. You distinguish the I sense from everything else in the sense, the entire objective universe including your body, mind, sense complex. Even the ahankara becomes resolved there. Even the I sense is gone. So what is that which alone is there experiencing when the entire world of objects along with mind, along with ahankara resolves in deep sleep state? Then what is there is only the truth. The truth alone is there. The truth is, does it come newly? No. The truth, the absolute reality obtaining as the innermost self. It is always there. That is why nitya upalabdhi swarupaha, ever obtaining reality, which is of the nature of consciousness or pure knowledge. It is the swarupam of the I. So aham brahma asmi is otherwise said to be aham atma. When you say aham atma, I, the consciousness, am all pervasive reality, free from even these temporarily attributed qualifications such as knower, experiencer, observer, etc. Atma is absolutely free from even those qualifications. Even though there is no knower, experiencer other than the Atma, Atma is not the experiencer, knower, etc. Atma is free from all these attributes. Therefore, here he says, Aham Nitya Upalabdhi Swarupaha Atma. So I am ever obtaining the pure knowledge, consciousness, Brahma. And here he says, Yatha Yekaha Vibhati. Yekaha Vibhati. Beautiful. This is Yekaha. One and the only reality. So Yekaha means one. One implies there is no second thing other than the Atma. So Advitiyam, secondless, and also Advaitam. The word one actually implies secondlessness and non-duality. What is there is only reality, absolutely, which alone is in the form of existence of the whole cosmos. One, when you say reality alone, is why it is one, there's no second thing, because it is this reality which is of the nature of consciousness, lends existence to the entire world, because the world does not have independent existence of its own. The world, in order to become the known, thereby to have the status of being existent, the world is very much dependent on consciousness. Therefore, the world is non-different from the Atma. Atma is non-different, non-separate from the world. Therefore, we can say the world being non-different from the world, world is another name for Atma, Brahma. This is how Gaudapada Acharya says in Mandukya Upanishad. He says, Jagat is another name for Brahma. Why? Because there's no Jagat. Brahman alone is in the form of the Jagat. Therefore, what is there is only Brahma. The whole universe is not really the effect. Brahman is not actually the cause. But still, the world is as good as the effect. Brahman is as good as the cause. Why? Because the order is like this. Any effect is dependent on cause for its existence. Any effect, every effect is dependent on cause for its existence. If there's no such a thing called existence of effect independent of the cause. Therefore, here, the Jagat which does not have independent existence is as taken to be the effect. Really, Jagat is not the effect. Because of its dependence, like an effect, any effect is dependent on cause for its existence. This Jagat also being dependent on Brahma, Atma for its existence, Jagat is looked upon as the effect. So, from the standpoint of the independent Jagat, the independent reality Brahman, looked upon as the cause. Then the Jagat, therefore what? Jagat is non-different from Brahma. Brahman is non-separate from Jagat, which means the whole Jagat is nothing but appearance of Brahma. Therefore, what is only Brahma. There's neither Jivaha, nor Ishwaraha, nor Jagat. The one word Ekaha resolves the all three words. Is there Ishvara? There's no Ishvara other than Brahma. There is no Jagat other than Brahma. There is no Jiva, of course, other than Brahma. What is one and the only reality. And that reality, which is available for recognition in its nature, in terms of its nature of consciousness, as one's own self, that is what here Aham Atma, he says. This all-pervasive reality is available for recognition as one's own Swarupam. She says, Ekaha, that only reality, Atma, I am. Aham Atma, Ekaha. But even though it is one, Vibhati, Yaha Ekaha Vibhati. The Vibhati means what? Bhati means shines. Vibhati means shines as many, shines in the form of everything. How many forms? This one and the only formless, abstract, secondless reality is appearing as innumerable, countless forms. So, all the forms are formless reality. All the forms are formless reality. That is why, what is that which is shining as everything? We have to say, these innumerable countless forms are all appearances, manifestations of that only formless consciousness implied by the term Atma. Therefore, Vibhati, Vividam Bhati, one alone, is shining as many in varieties of forms, in the form of everything. Yaha Ekaha Vibhati. And what about it? Swataha Shuddha Chetaha. Prakasha Swarupaha Api Nana Iva Deshu. So, Swataha Shuddha Chetaha means pure consciousness. The word Chetaha does not mean mind here. Okay, consciousness. Swataha, what is this Atma? What is this abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma? Is Shuddha Chetaha, is one, the only reality which alone is shining as everything in many forms, is actually of the nature of pure consciousness. Shuddha Chetaha. Pure consciousness means what? It is free from all forms of two types of defects and doshas and also impurities. Dosha means defect is ignorance. Pure knowledge is free from ignorance. Consciousness does not have ignorance. Ignorance is a buddhi dharma. Ignorance is an attribute of intellect. Consciousness is free from ignorance. Ignorance is something which shines in the presence of consciousness. So ignorance is object of consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is untainted, free from ignorance. Is a defect. And what are the doshas? The defect is dosha. What about the impurities? All the products of ignorance are called impurities. The defect is ignorance, and ignorance caused rajasic aspects such as likes and dislikes, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, the desire, anger, likes and dislikes, etc. All these different emotions are all, what are they? We say they're all, Atma is free from all of them. So ignorance and ignorance caused other impurities, obtaining in the form of thoughts as emotions in the mind, Atma is free from all those impurities. Therefore, Shuddha Chetaha, pure consciousness, in the presence of which all these different emotions, impurities, ignorance, etc. shine. At the same time, Atma is not touched, tainted by all of them. Just as the dirt, anything existing in space does not taint the space, all this ignorance caused impurities such as anger, fear, hatred, jealousy, etc. All of them do not touch, taint the Atma. Your Atma is ever pure knowledge, pure awareness. Shuddha Chetaha. So, Ekaha, one alone, shining as many, everything. Swataha Shuddha Chetaha by itself is absolutely pure knowledge. And Prakasha Swarupaha Api Nana Iva Deshu. And even though this reality, which is of the nature of all illumining, Prakasha Swarupaha means the reality which is of the nature of knowing is of the nature of all illumining. Because knowing is illumining. Even though illumining is not knowing, knowing is definitely illumining. Prakasha Swarupaha, because of its nature of knowing, by its mere presence, Atma knows, and the knowing is bringing the objects to light, lending existence. So bringing the knowing is illumining. Illumining is bringing the objects to light, bringing the objects to light is what lending existence. And therefore, Swarupa, Swayam Prakasha Swarupaha, Atma is of the nature of all illumining. Prakasha Swarupaha Api, Nana Iva Deshu. And even though it is one and the only reality, but appears to be only illumining light, the Atma is of the nature of all illumining. It is only illuminator obtaining in all the different intellects as though many. How many illuminators are there? Atma is of the nature of all illumining. Therefore, there is no illuminator knower other than the Atma. The only knower illuminator is Atma. But still, appearing in different buddhis as many. The only all-illumining consciousness alone, appearing as many illuminators in all the different dehi, buddhis, different intellects. Why? Because every intellect, there is manifestation of consciousness enjoying the status of the illuminator. Are there many illuminators? No. The illumining, the manifesting media, the intellects are many. Therefore, in every intellect, consciousness which is manifest appears to be many and appears to be many illuminators, many knowers. Absolutely, the swarupam of all the manifestations, the knower obtaining in all the intellects is one and the only Atma, the consciousness. So, prakasha swarupaha api nana iva deshu appears to be many in intellects. Sharava udakastaha yatha bhanuhu ekaha. He says, Sharavaha means cavity, the udakam means water. Sharava udakam means the water obtaining in the cavity of pots, etc. The water contained in the cavities of different types of enclosing containers, such as pots, etc. Sharavaha means actually cavity. The cavity of a different enclosures, such as pots, etc. There the water is there. So the water contained in the cavities of different types of containers, such as pots, in all of them, there is a reflection of the sun. So, Sharavaha, Sharava Udakam, Udakastha Suryaha. There is a reflection of sun obtaining in the water contained in different containers. Those reflections of the sun are so many in keeping with the number of containers having water. But still, how many suns are there? One and the only sun. Suryaha ekaha, there's only one sun, but still the reflections of the sun are many. There's so many reflections obtaining in so many containers filled with water. Similarly, Atma is one, ekaha suryaha, sharava udakastaha, but still appears to be many because of the plurality of the containers filled with water. In the same way, Atma is one, the only Atma alone, only reality implied by the term Atma, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, thereby which is ever of the nature of all illumining, appears to be many being manifest in innumerable intellects, just as the only sun reflected in the different containers appears to be many. Only appearance. So plurality is only appearance. Absolutely what is one secondless non-dual reality. So plurality is mithya, one is satyam. Even one also you can say what is only the truth. So and that reality nitya upalabdhi swarupaha. And that reality, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness alone, is implied by the term Atma. I am that Atma, implying the pure consciousness, which is ever available as the very content of I. Every time, please make a note, every time whoever refers to oneself saying I, and Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully says in his commentary, Atma Pratyayaha. Now what is I? I is Atma Pratyayaha. Atma Pratyayaha means what? Whenever whoever refers to oneself as I, that I actually pure consciousness with the thought. Consciousness with the thought alone becomes expressed as I. You know that? So the consciousness, the thought there is mithya, and the consciousness alone is satyam. So actual content of I is consciousness. And that the one, Shankara Bhagavatpada says beautifully in his Bhashyam somewhere, the one who is able to discern consciousness from the thought. Okay, there's so many cognitions, including the I cognition. Every cognition is what? Consciousness plus thought is a cognition. Without thought, there cannot be cognition. Without consciousness also, there cannot be cognition. Two aspects together constitute cognition. So first of all, first cognition is what? Knowledge of one's own existence. When you say I, even if you have to refer to yourself, you have to say I. That I is expression of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought in your mind. So first of all, thought rises. The consciousness manifests in the thought alone becomes what? I. It's called Atma Pratyaha. So the intelligent person, the wise person, is the one who is able to discern the consciousness from the thought. So the thoughts are so many. And the one who is able to discern that invariably present consciousness in all the variable thoughts is said to be Atma Pratyaya Anusari. Okay, Atma Pratyaya Anusari. The one who is not able to discern the consciousness from thoughts, and one who takes the thoughts, one whose focus is only on the thoughts, such a person is said to be Bahyartha Pratyaya Anusari. Ajnani and Jnani, this is how Shankara Bhagavatpada differentiates in his commentary. Anyway, so here he says, therefore, if you can never understand pure consciousness, you have to take the cognition for analysis. You have to discern, because manifest consciousness alone is available for recognition. Recognize the manifest consciousness, cognitively, intellectually discern the consciousness from the thought, and that pure consciousness is actually all pervasive, only secondless, non-dual reality implied by the term Atma. I am that Atma. That's what he says. So, Sayeko vibhati svata shuddha chetaha prakashaswarupopi nane vadhishuhu sharavodakastho yatha bhanurekaha sanityopalabdhi swarupoham atma aham atma aham atma. I'm moving on to the next verse. Yathaneka chakshuh prakashoravirna yathaneka chakshuh prakashoravirna kramena prakashikaroti prakashyam kramena prakashikaroti prakashyam anekadhiyo yastathaikah prabodhah anekadhiyo yastathaikah prabodhah sanityopalabdhi swarupoham atma அகமாத்மா அகமாத்மா யதானேக சக்ஷுப் பிரகாஷோரவர்ண யதானேக சக்ஷுப் பிரகாஷோரவர்ண க்ரமேண பிரகாஷீகரோதி பிரகாஷம் க்ரமேண பிரகாஷீகரோதி பிரகாஷம் அநேகாதியோ யஸ்ததைகஃ ப்ரபோதஃ அநேகாதியோ யஸ்ததைகஃ ப்ரபோதஃ ஸ நித்யோபலப்திஸ்வரூபோஹமாத்மா அஹமாத்மா அஹமாத்மா. So here he says, yatha அநேக சக்ஷு பிரகாஷ ரவிஹி ந க்ரமேண பிரகாஷீகரோதி பிரகாஷ்யம். He says, ரவிஹி ந பிரகாஷீகரோதி பிரகாஷ்யம் க்ரமேண. ரவிஹி இஸ் another word for சூர்யா, sun. Sun does not illumine பிரகாஷம் ஆல் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஒன் பை ஒன். ஓகே, சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி இல்யூமின்ஸ் சன் இல்யூமின்ஸ் ஆல் தி ஒபேக் திங்ஸ் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் டு பி இல்யூமின்ட் சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி நாட் ஒன் பை ஒன். சோ பிரகாஷீகரோதி க்ரமேண பிரகாஷீகரோதி ந க்ரமேண பிரகாஷீகரோதி மீன்ஸ் வாட் does not illumine them objects sequentially, which means simultaneously it illumines. ravihi na kramena prakasham prakashi karoti. Prakashyam means that which is illumined. Prakashi karoti means prakashayati. Okay, ravihi sun na kramena, not one by one, not sequentially. So sun does not illumine the objects of illumination sequentially one by one. Now how does it illumine? Simultaneously, yugapat, simultaneously sun by its mere presence illumines all the opaque things simultaneously by its nature of illumining, because illumining is not an action. If it is an action, then sun will take, we have to book an appointment with sun also. Please come to my house and illumine tomorrow, and we will be problem. We have to book an appointment. How you book an appointment with the doctors and the GPs, and you have to book an appointment with the other Surya Bhagavan also. Please come to my house first. And there again, we'll try to have use recommendation, influence and all that. That problem is not there. Because if it is an action, definitely it would have happened. So, prakashi karoti, prakashi karanam is another word for prakashanam. Prakashi karoti, prakashayati. So, illumining, even though we use the term prakashayati, illumines, it's a verb. This verb does not denote an action of the sun. It reveals the swarupama of the Atma, essential nature of the Atma. Therefore, this is, illumining is the nature of the sun, not an action. Therefore, prakashanam, prakashikaranam, illumination being the very nature of the sun, sun by its mere presence simultaneously, by its very nature of illumining all the world, entire world of opaque objects, whichever part of the world is exposed to the sun. Okay, prakashi karoti. Similarly, Atma also is of simultaneously illumines all the minds. By simultaneously illumining all the minds, it illumines all the sense organs also simultaneously. Therefore, through the sense organs, Atma simultaneously illumines the entire world also. okay, the entire world of objects of five different types are illumined by the five sense organs, innumerable countless sense organs, and those which are illumined by the minds. Therefore, Atma, okay, obtaining as the innermost essence of all the minds, remaining in all the minds, simultaneously illumines all the minds, thereby simultaneously illumines all the sense organs, thereby simultaneously illumines the entire world of objects. Not sequentially. That is possible because knowing, illumining is the nature of the Atma, not an action. So he says, Yathaneka chakshuh prakasho ravirna. Yatha aneka chakshuh prakashaha. Na kramena prakashi karoti prakashyam. Similarly, he says, anekadha dhiyaha yaha tatha ekaha prabodaha. So aneka chakshuhu means this Atma is in Purusha Suktam, Bhagavan is said to be the one endowed with 1,000 eyes, 1,000 heads. Om Sahasrasirsha Purushaha Sahasrakshas Sahasrapat Sahasrakshas Sahasrapat 1,000 eyed. Even in Tamil folk songs, or the people say, Ayiram Kannudayal, they sing like that. No, 1,000 eyed, very, very easily they sing. It means 1,000 is Upalakshanam for innumerable countless eyes. 1,000 means only exactly 1,000 or what? No. Any number of eyes. Eyes stand for what? Innumerable countless number of all sense powers also. How many ears? How many eyes? How many noses? How many powers? Every individual being is endowed with a set of 5 powers of knowledge. But here, all these 5, by illumining all these 5 powers of all the beings simultaneously, how? By illumining all the minds simultaneously, by its very nature of illumination, by nature of illumining, knowing, Atma illumines the entire world simultaneously. Atma, who is of the innumerable countless eyes, aneka chakshuhu means the one who is of innumerable countless eyes, the eye of light. What is the eye of light? Eye of Atma. Knowledge is the eye. The light of knowledge is the eye of Atma. And if Atma is said to be what? Aneka chakshuhu, one who is endowed with innumerable countless eyes, who sees and who illumines the whole world. Like what? Like the, how one sun does not illumine the world of opaque things sequentially, simultaneously it illumines. So also this Atma illumines the entire world of material things simultaneously by illumining all the minds and sense organs simultaneously. So, yayeko vibhati svata shuddha chetaha prakashaswarupo pinane vadhi. Okay, I finish it. Yathaneka chakshuh prakashoravirna kramena prakashi karoti prakasham anekadhiyo yastathaikah prabodhah sanityopalabdhiswarupohamatma ahamatma ahamatma. Then vivasvat prabhatam yatharupamaksham. Vivasvat prabhatam yatharupamaksham. Pragrunnati nabhatam evam vivasvan. Yadabhata abhasayatyakshamekaha. Yadabhatam abhasayatyakshamekaha. Sanityopalabdhiswarupo. அகமாத்மா அகமாத்மா. So what he says in this, Vivasvat. Vivasvat is another name for sun. Ravihi, Suryaha. Now he uses the term Vivasvat. Vivasvan, Vivasvat is also another name for Surya Bhagavan. So Vivasvat, sun, Prabhatam, Yatha, Rupam, Aksham, Pragrinnati. ந ஆபாதம் விவஸ்வான். See, before I enter into this verse, I have to tell you one thing. One small connection is here. Now, what connection? How do we say Atma illumines everything simultaneously? Before I enter into this verse, how does Atma illumine everything simultaneously? Means, for that one more thing. We have to connect this also with the another meaning. The wise person, we also read in Taittiriya Upanishad yesterday, I think. The wise person, when he knows the Atma, just by knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were, one meaning. And then the wise person accomplishes all the objects of desire. I mean, he gets all his desires fulfilled simultaneously. How is it possible for a wise person to have all the desires fulfilled simultaneously? Yugapat, no, simultaneous fulfillment of all the desires or simultaneous enjoyment of all the objects of desire is possible for a jnani. That's what Shastram says. That is presented as the benefit of jnanam. How is it? Does it really mean that Jnani fulfills all his desires simultaneously? Is it possible for him to enjoy all the objects of desire, pleasure simultaneously? It's not really. It is as good as. If a person discovers Atma, the reality obtaining as one's own Swarupam, it is as good as having all the desires fulfilled simultaneously. As good as having obtained all the objects of desire. Why? Because all the objects are non-different from Atma. All the objects are non-different from Atma. Being non-different from Atma, it is said what? There's no object which has independent existence of its own. Therefore, it is non-different from Atma. The Atma is non-separate from the objects. So these mithya objects are not countable as parallel realities. They do not have existence of their own. Therefore, it is said, knowing the Atma is as good as knowing the effect. Okay, so the effect does not have, if you really unless seriously, if you analyze, there is no such a thing called effect at all. You know why? If at all you see something called effect, what is an effect? Our Shastram, in fact, a Shastram gives every effect a name. You know what is the name? It gives modification. Why an effect is called modification? Every effect is modification of the cause. Therefore, effect is known by the term modification. But really speaking, that effect being the modification of the cause, effect is nothing but the cause alone. Therefore, there's no such a thing called effect. Effect has no substance. Effect is non-substantial. Similarly, we see the whole jagat can be reduced to one word, product or effect, karyam brahma. Karya prapancha is karyam brahma. The whole jagat means we don't need to go and really analyze every object here. Every object, yadrishyam tad jadam, anything which is known, perceived as jadam, it has no independent existence. Therefore, the whole jagat, including one's ahankara, the essence, we have to include all of them together as what? Jadam, mithya, which is non-existent, is as good as non-existent. Therefore, by knowing the cause, effect is known as it were. That is why when this person discovers the Atma, the reality obtaining as the self, it is all the desires, all the objects of desire, being non-different from Brahma, discovery of Brahman is as good as having obtained, fulfilled all one's desires simultaneously. Okay, this very important lesson we have to understand. That is why if you know the truth, it's enough. The whole world is as good as accomplished. And that too, don't understand the whole Jagat is Brahma. Whole Jagat is Brahma, if you understand, it is still Paroksha Jnanam. Still it is Paroksha Jnanam. I mean, it's indirect knowledge only. Only when you understand that Brahma Ahamasmi, it is not enough if you simply understand using the logical reasoning how Brahman is the only truth, so the whole Jagat is the product, therefore world is non-different from Brahman, Brahman is non-different from the world, all that the whole world is Brahma. If at all you have the knowledge of Brahman in this manner, Brahman alone is in the form of existence of the whole universe. This knowledge is also what? Knowledge of Brahman. But this knowledge of the reality being the whole cosmos is only Paroksha Jnanam. It's only Paroksha Jnanam. It is not Aparoksha Jnanam. You can enjoy the benefit of the Jnanam only when this Paroksha Jnanam is converted into Aparoksha Jnanam. Unless this jnanam is converted into aparoksha jnanam, it is of no use. You cannot enjoy the benefit of it. Therefore, it is said, what is this Brahma? Aham asmi. Aham Brahma asmi. That jnanam has to happen. Only when a person discovers this only reality of the whole cosmos is the very content of I. See, whether you like it or not, the fact is Shastram repeatedly says, if you really search for I, the I will finally resolve in consciousness. The truth. This is the fact. Then there's no I other than consciousness. So this fact should become very clear. This consciousness, this abstract formless reality, not even consciousness, abstract formless reality. You use the term consciousness because it is of the nature of knowing. That's how you arrive at the reality as in terms of its nature of knowing. So this reality, the abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is the content of I, is actually free from all limitations, therefore implied by the term Brahman. It is this reality which is the only reality of the whole cosmos, therefore Aham is equal to Atma. Aham Atma. Brahman Atma are one and the same. Two different words, that's all. So Aham Atma means you are equating that I to the all pervasive reality which is of the nature of consciousness. Aham Atma. Then what happened? Aham Atma means Atma alone Satyam. Anything and everything other than Atma is Anatma, which is Jagat, and Anatma is what? Mithya, which is non-different from Satya Atma. Therefore, everything for a wise person, all the objects of desire being non-different from one's own self, they become accomplished as it were. It is just the question of shifting the vision, shifting the eye sense. If the eye sense is resolved in consciousness, Shastram says, how can there be desire afterwards? In fact, desire itself, Shastram says repeatedly, is an expression of ajnanam, product of ignorance. If ignorance is resolved, desire will definitely disappear. Desire cannot exist afterwards. Even if it is there because of the parabdha karma for a jnani, as long as parabdha is there, that will be a non-binding desire. Non-binding means it will not produce any punya papam for him because there won't be kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. Therefore, the desire itself is a symptom of ignorance. When this ignorance is resolved, in the wake of the jnanam, when a person sees everything else being non-different from one's own self, everything else becomes accomplished as it were. This is how jnani gets all his desires fulfilled simultaneously as it were. All the objects of desire he accomplishes as it were. And that is what we have to see. This fact is also connected because of what? Atma illumines everything simultaneously. Okay, so here, aksham pragnati. Our eye perceives an object. Eye grasps an object. Only when the object is illumined by the sunlight. See, even if you have seeing power, even if you have eyes, if the object does not reflect the light, then eye cannot see that object. For the eyes to be able to see the eye object must reflect the sunlight. So for which there must be sunlight. So he says, aksham pragrinnati, rupam aksham pragrinnati. Eyes grasps the object having any form. The object of perception of the eye is what? Rupam. See, shabdaha, let us remember once here. Shabdaha, sound is object perceived through the ears. The sound. So form is the object perceived through the eyes. Smell is the object perceived through the nose. So taste is the object perceived through the tongue. So touch is the object perceived through your skin. Like that, each sense power is capable of illumining, bringing to light its respective objects falling within its range. So every sense power has its own respective range. So things which fall within their range, they can illumine. So, eye is capable of grasping the object. Aksham pragrinnati. Eye illumines, eye grasps the object which reflects the sunlight. So, he says, Vivasvat prabhatam rupam aksham yatha pragrinnati. So, eye grasps the object which is illumined by the sunlight. Vivasvat prabhatam rupam aksham yatha pragrinnati. Na abhatam evam vivasvan. But the sun does not illumine the seeing power. So the eye grasps the object reflecting the sunlight, illumined by the sunlight, but the sun illumines the object, but the same sun does not illumine the seeing power. Na abhatam evam vivasvan. Yadabhataha abhasayati aksham ekaha. So here, yada abhataha, the mind which is illumined by the atma illumines the sense power, seeing power. The sense power illumined by the illumined mind. So it is the atma who illumines the mind, and illumined by whom the mind illumines the illuminating ஐஸ். அக்ஷம் ஏகா ஆபாசயதி, அக்ஷம் ஏகா ஆபாசயதி. இட் இஸ் தி இல்லுமின்ட் மைண்ட் விச் அலோன் இல்லுமின்ஸ் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன் ஐ. Thereby, eye is capable of illumining the object reflected by the, reflecting the sunlight. Whereas, what is that? He says, I am the absolute light implied by the term Atma, illumined by whom the illumined mind illumines the seeing power, which illumines the object reflecting the light. Okay, this is the literal meaning of the verse. I'm doing the literal meaning of all these verses and I'll be unfolding them. I told you already. Okay, let us read the mantra, the verse again. Vivasvat prabhatam yatharupamaksham pragrinnati nabhatamevam vivasvan yadabhata abhasayat யக்ஷமேகஹ சநித்யோபலப்தி ஸ்வரூபோ அஹமாத்மா அஹமாத்மா அஹமாத்மா. ஹியர் ஆபாத மீன்ஸ் இல்லுமின்ட். ஆபாதஹ ஆபாசயதி மீன்ஸ் இல்லுமின்ட் மைண்ட் இல்லுமின்ஸ் தி அக்ஷம் ஐ. And here, the Atma, illumined by what? Atma. Therefore, Atma illumines the mind, mind illumines the sense organ illumines its respective object. Ultimately, what we say, absolute illuminator of all illuminators is the Atma. It is the literal meaning of this verse. Yatha surya ekopsvanekas chalasu, yatha surya ekopsvanekas chalasu, sthiraswapyananyadvibhavyaswarupah சலாசு பிரபின்னசுதீஷ்வேக ஏவ, சலாசு பிரபின்னசுதீஷ்வேக ஏவ சநித்யோபலப்தி ஸ்வரூபோஹமாத்மா அஹமாத்மா அஹமாத்மா. யதா சூர்ய ஏகோப்ஸ்வநேகச்சலாசு ஸ்திராஸ்வப்யநன்யத்விபாவ்யஸ்வரூபஹ சலாசு பிரபின்னசுதீஷ்வேக ஏவ சநித்யோபலப்தி ஸ்வரூபோஹமாத்மா அஹமாத்மா அஹமாத்மா. சோ ஹியர் யதா சூர்யா ஏகா அப்சு அநேகா சலாசு. இஸ் சலாசு அப்சு மீன்ஸ் இந்த மூவிங் வாட்டர்ஸ். Suppose, imagine, it is still water means the reflection of the sun, reflection of the sun obtaining in the still water contained in a pot, etc., remains still. Suppose if there are so many waves in the ocean, and in all the waves there are many reflections of suns, and when the reflecting media move, the reflections also seem to be moving. Really speaking, the reflections do move because movement of reflection is because of the movement of the reflecting media. In the same way, but the source of reflection, sun does not move. There's no movement on the part of the sun. We do not mistake at all. Even if we happen to see the many, many, many reflections of only sun, moving in the moving reflecting media, we do not mistake the original sun to be moving. We are very clear. In the same way, he says, Yatha Suryaha Yekaha. One is sun, Apsu. Apsu means in the water. Chalasu Apsu. Chalasu Apsu means what? The moving waters. Sthirasu Api. Ananyat Vibhavya Swarupaha. Even though the reflection does not move, but reflection appears to be moving, the reflections do not move, but reflections appear to be moving because of their inseparability from the reflecting media, the waves. Because the reflections being non-separate from the reflecting media, inseparable from the reflecting media, the movement of reflecting media makes the reflections also appear to be moving. So it says, Suryaha ekaha api apsu, anekaha chalasu, apsu chalasu. Chalasu apsu means the moving waters. One sun appears to be moving. Sthirasu api ananyate. Sthirasu, even though they are not moving, still ananyate, not being different from the reflecting media, vibhavya swarupaha, appears to be moving. Chalasu prabhinnaha sudeshu ekaha eva. Similarly, he says, what about our intellect? So many intellects. In every intellect, there is innumerable thoughts. So many cognitions. I tell you, you take the entire mind. It's a very nice study. Okay. I really want to do an elaborate discussion we've had to do. Let me make it little mean first. If you take the antahkaranam, the entire antahkaranam is nothing but thoughts. So thoughts in the sense what? Whether different functions are there. There's a function of, okay, the mind that has the thoughts where emotions rise. The emotions which are already dormant in subconscious, they are triggered. Like you can say desire, likes and dislikes, anger, fear, anxiety, jealousy, hatred, bitterness, pain. You know, lots of other things, okay? Different emotions. What are they? In which form do they obtain? All thoughts. Now, take the intellect. Your perception, your understanding, the knowledge. Suppose cognitions of different objects you perceive through sense organs. Cognitions of different objects perceived through sense organs. Knowledge of forms, knowledge of sounds, knowledge of third, taste, etc. All this knowledge are all where? It's all in the realm of thoughts. So varieties of cognitions, buddhi. And even if you recollect your past experiences in the realm of memory, it's all thoughts. It's all antahkarana vritti parinamaha. Vritti parinamaha means thought modifications, variety of thought modifications alone are compartmentalized as buddhihi, manaha, chittam. And all of them are possible because of this one vrittihi aham, atma pratyayaha. So, which helps us to refer to ourselves as I. So, all these thoughts if we take, every thought is by itself is a matter. Every thought is a subtle material product. These thoughts themselves cannot even have existence. All different thoughts and cannot even have existence means what? There's no way of becoming sentient and conscious. There's no way of being able to move, coming and moving. So arrival, existence, departure, becoming conscious and sentient. This whole job, this function of mentation itself is amazing. Is possible because of the blessing of the Atma, the consciousness. So what all our Shastras repeatedly say this. These thoughts come and go, but in every thought, consciousness is reflecting. Just as every opaque thing reflects light, every thought is a manifesting medium for consciousness. Only when the thought is, the consciousness is manifest. The manifest or reflected consciousness alone is recognizable. The thoughts are not there, then consciousness continues to be there without being reflected. In the absence of thoughts, consciousness is pure, it is non-recognizable. In the presence of thoughts, consciousness is reflected consciousness, manifest consciousness is available for recognition. So, the thoughts come and go, because when the thoughts come, thoughts move. Because of the movement of thoughts, which are the manifesting media for consciousness, the consciousness manifest in the thoughts also seem to be moving. Consciousness, even though does not move, it is of the nature of motionlessness. The motionless consciousness seems to be moving because of the movement of the thoughts. When the thoughts are moving, thoughts have to move. One thought has to move, other thought to come. And then, thought movement is very fast. We cannot even imagine how fast it is. If it is not fast, you cannot even listen to my words continuously, what I've been talking. Mind will get stuck with one word. And then, so very fast movement of the vrittis, in all the mobile vrittis, what is the unmoving consciousness is reflected. Therefore, we mistake, because of the movement of the manifesting media, the consciousness manifest also, even though it's not moving, is mistaken to be moving because of the inseparability of consciousness from the thoughts. Physically, you cannot differentiate consciousness and thoughts, but cognitively, we can discern consciousness from the thoughts. So consciousness does not move in the moving thoughts, but being inseparable as the reflecting medium, manifesting medium, appears to be moving. Really, one unmoving, all-pervasive consciousness is implied by the term in all the moving, arriving, departing thoughts. That is why we say the whole world is experienced in the mind, in the thoughts only. Where do we experience the thoughts? In the mind. If all the thoughts are experienced in the mind, the whole world is experienced, known only in the mind. In fact, we think we are seeing things outside. That's not true. What we see inside, only we are seeing outside. That is why the whole world is not real moving, motion, seeming motion, in motionless consciousness. You see the world outside or inside. It's a big thing. The whole world is telecast in your own mind. You know that. It's a direct telecast. There's no bigger telecast than our own mind, The whole jagat is seen in the form of thoughts in your mind. All the time. And you are there as what? Witness. Sakshi Chaitanyam. Sakshi Chaitanyam. Therefore, he says, Yatha Suryaha Yekaha Pi Anekaha Chalasu. Even though sun is one, appears to be many and mobile, in mobile, moving waters. Sthirasu api, even though sun is one and unmoving, still appears to be many because it reflection is inseparable from the reflecting media. So also is I am Atma. Okay. Chalasu prabhinnaha sudishu ekaha. Chalasu sudish means in all the thoughts which are moving fast in the mind, I also appear to be moving. Actually, I am the one unmoving, all-pervasive consciousness implied by the term, distinct from all the moving thoughts. Unmoving consciousness obtaining in all the constantly moving thoughts of the Antahkaranam. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Yatha surya ekopsvanekaschalasu sthirasopyananyad vibhavyasvarupah chalasu prabhinnasudhishveka eva sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma ahamatma ahamatma sa yatha surya ekopsvanekaschalasu sthirasvapyananyadvibhavyasvarupah chalasu prabhinnasudhishveka ekva sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma ahamatma ahamatma. Okay, I'm going to stop the class now. Anyway, all the verses what I'm doing, only I'm doing little meaning. I have to properly unfold them. We'll see. Okay, I'll see you in 10 minutes for Sanskrit class.